Back. The chair now recognizes Dr. Milamich for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the witnesses. Let me just say that I represent Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. I am in a rural area. It is the home to multiple meatpacking plants. In fact, during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, because I was a state senator for these areas, I personally was in contact and toured with individuals from the JBS plant in my hometown of Ottumwa to discuss mitigation strategies. And also, they were in contact with the Iowa Department of Public Health, and I put them in contact with Wapello County Public Health, our home county. This is what they did: screening for symptoms, temperature screening before you entered the plant, testing, COVID-19 testing every week, physical barriers within the plant, which were not flimsy, as that report notes that if they were temporary plastic, it was until they could get thicker plastics up. Social distancing, increased air sanitation and ventilation. Everyone was provided PPE, which was changed. They increased the numbers of shifts so that workers could have been spaced out further. They set up tents to have separate cafeterias and then staggered all the shifts for people going to eat in the cafeteria. So separate dining facilities. They had increased access to medical health care services and health benefits, and if they were sick and vulnerable, they were told to not come into work. They also provide education and resources. And I mention this because one of the things I advised them to do after reading early on in the pandemic that a salt shaker was contact source for someone in Italy, also asked them not to have any silverware, plastic silverware, salt shakers, or anything that could be communally touched. So, Dr. Berkowitz, in your focus and your testimony in the early days of the pandemic and the meatpacking industry response, and let's not forget that even experts like Dr. Fauci didn't know what was going on in those early months, and guidance was changing daily. So I just mentioned that in April and May, we were already instituting in these meatpacking facilities in my district, they were already issuing mask mandates, temperature screening, testing, PPE. And so the guidance was changing even with the CDC, and JBS distributed masks to employees in March prior to it being recommended by the CDC in April. And even Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives didn't institute a mask mandate until July of 2029. We also did contact tracing, and I spoke with our local county public health. And if you recall, people don't spend 24 hours a day at their workplace. They are at home or in their community, and our contact tracing showed that most of our spread came from in the home or other living conditions or in transportation with carpooling. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent that this chart be entered into the record. There has been a declining rate of COVID among meat and poultry workers since May of 2020. As you can see from this chart, the industry clearly has made significant progress in their COVID-19 mitigation strategy, consistently having a lower average case than the U.S. as a whole since last November. Prior to any vaccine mandate, on March 12th of this year, I administered vaccines at a vaccine clinic at JBS. We vaccinated over 800 employees on that day. And here we are now in October of 2021 with 3 FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccines produced by the Trump administration, Operation Warp Speed. And I'd like to discuss how the meatpacking industry is working to vaccinate their workforce. As I said, I personally administered vaccines. Their vaccination rate as of yesterday is 85%, and the JBS plant in Marshalltown was 88%. They have reached this rate of vaccination through voluntary programs and providing easy access to employees, not harmful mandates. Do we know of any other medical conditions for those who, unfortunately, and any death is tragic? Do we know of any other medical conditions that would have put them more vulnerable? Mr. Rosas, do you believe that widespread vaccination is the way out of this pandemic?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm back in this video. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Not necessarily. I don't believe vaccination is the only way out of this problem.
Okay, thank you for that. Do any of you know how many farmers had to euthanize their herds? Do any of you know how many farmers committed suicide? Because that happened in my district when farmers had no place to take their hogs or their beef or their chickens. From September of 2020 to September of 2021, the price of bacon has increased 17.6%, the price of chicken 7.6%. We could easily be having a conversation about the massive surge of migrants at the southern border who are not being COVID-19 tested, or the rate of inflation, the supply chain shortages which we have right now, which are not going to get better, and I actually have ideas to address. We could be talking about and doing investigations on the botched Afghanistan withdrawal or the origins of COVID-19. which we have already heard from minority or ranking member Steve Scalise. So let me be clear. I support vaccines and have personally administered them in all 24 counties in my district. But while we face rampant inflation coupled with a labor shortage, we have farmers who had nowhere to take their herds and had to euthanize them and then commit suicide. We must not make it worse. When we do, it is those in the margins, low-income families, and rural Americans who feel it the most. Thank you so much, Chair. I yield back my time.